Oklahoma lawmakers are staring into a budget hole that's nearly $900 million deep, and they might not be able to cut their way out of it. That means lawmakers are considering tax increases to help fund state government. State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports on one idea that's gaining traction: raising taxes on gasoline and diesel.
1987. That's the last time taxes on gasoline and diesel changed in Oklahoma. And there are a lot of similarities between the situation then and what Oklahoma lawmakers now face: an economy shaken by low oil prices and dwindling revenue streams to fund state government. Raising fuel taxes helped the state in the 80s, and lawmakers might try it again. Carl Davis is research director at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He says Oklahoma lawmakers have good reason to raise taxes at the pump.
The state has one of the oldest gas tax rates in the country. I mean, in May, the rate's going to turn 30 years old and have not budged a single penny in 30 years.
A ballot question to raise fuel taxes was trounced in 2005. And over the decades, the value of that unchanged tax rate, 16 cents per gallon of gasoline and 13 cents per gallon of diesel, has eroded with inflation. Davis says more fuel-efficient cars and trucks have also taken a bite out of that revenue stream.
It's just the math just doesn't work to levy the same gas tax rate for 30 years. It just loses purchasing power.
Well, it sounds like, now that we all know that we have about close to a $900 million hole, once again, same conversations are taking place. What are we going to do to fill the hole?
That's Oklahoma Representative Earl Sears. He chairs the House Finance Committee. Last year, when lawmakers were dealing with a bigger budget hole of $1.3 billion, the Bartlesville Republican introduced legislation increasing gasoline and diesel taxes by 3 cents per gallon. The measure was defeated in committee on a 14-9 vote.
Yeah, it lost big time.
Sears's 3 cent hike on fuel would only have applied when fuel was selling for less than $3 per gallon. Any hike on fuel taxes will likely include such a trigger. And Sears expects such legislation to be introduced in the upcoming 2017 legislative session, which starts in February.
There's already a couple of bills. I am confident there will be a conversation about raising the gasoline tax.
Motor fuel taxes are a relatively small revenue stream for the state. A Senate report suggested Sears's bill last year would have only generated an additional $42 million a year. Many of the one-time budget fixes were used to fill last year's budget hole. So state finance leaders say the math of filling the 2017 hole might have to come from adding up several small increases, like the cigarette tax or ending sales tax exemptions on services like car washes. Again, Earl Sears.
If we do anything on gasoline, I want that money to stay with the transportation.
Transportation, meaning highways, roads, and bridges. Those are the government services that get the lion's share of gasoline and diesel taxes in Oklahoma and other states. The Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy's Clay Davis says that's a major reason why politicians, even in red states, don't always mind hiking them.
There's really no such thing as a Republican pothole or a Democratic bridge. It's an issue that brings the parties together. There's also the user pays aspect to the gas tax.
Davis says Oklahoma is one of about a dozen states seriously considering such tax hikes, a list that includes Republican strongholds like Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alaska, where Governor Bill Walker has proposed tripling taxes on motor fuel. Gasoline taxes are regressive. They affect low-income people more than those with higher incomes. But in recent years, gas prices have been pretty low. And unlike other taxes, Davis says motor fuel taxes don't usually get the same pushback from the business community.
At some point, it's just not worth refusing to pay a few more pennies per gallon if the cost is going to be having to hit a pothole and get your vehicle realigned or wasting time and money stuck in traffic.
Any tax increase proposed by Oklahoma lawmakers will need a legislative supermajority, a tall order even with a $900 million budget gap. But there's another reason why a motor fuel tax hike might fly in 2017. It's not an election year. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on energy, taxes, and Oklahoma politics, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.